Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm here with Tim Balshi, owner of Seasons. It's a gourmet boutique on Main Street in downtown Bethlehem that features olive oils, vinegars, and other specialty items. Tim, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you, Michael. Happy to be here.
Great to have you. It seems like olive oil and vinegar tap rooms have proliferated over the last 5 or 10 years, but you were actually a bit ahead of that curve starting Seasons in 2009, and you're certainly more than just a retail outlet to boot, as you have a mill in Spain that I read about on your website. So let's kind of start with your family's origins in the olive oil business and then how Seasons came to be.
So my wife, Soraya, is really the brains behind the retail store. She runs the Seasons operations and takes care of, you know, all of our employees, education, and the management side. So we met in 1994 in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, at high school, and we've been together ever since. We, you know, really started this olive oil journey when both of us moved to Spain to run Soraya's family mill back in 2002. And I learned everything there is to know about agronomy, olive oil production, sensorial tasting methods, organoleptics, all these things that make olive oil such a unique superfood. And Soraya and her family were, you know, a huge sort of influence and proponent in getting me excited about this industry and product. To your point, we started Seasons in 2010, but prior to that, we were running a company called Aguiball, which really launched a lot of green fruit single cultivars or single olive types of green oils throughout the Northeast region in the United States.
So really, Seasons was the outgrowth of many, many years of involvement with olives, with olive oil, and this was a way to bring it to consumers right in the front line.
Yeah, it really was. You know, the great thing about Seasons is you can taste and try everything, and that really engaged the customers and got them thinking about different flavor profiles and sort of product attributes. There's lots of healthy components to olive oil. It's a real nutraceutical in many ways. It lowers inflammation. Interestingly, it's the only oil made from a stone fruit, which, you know, just kind of an interesting factoid. But, you know, the beautiful thing about olive oil is it's a biblical ingredient. It's been around for a long time, and it's a fabulous oil to cook with, finish with, sort of make a part of your daily diet. You know, it's a real beautiful ingredient.
So, Tim, before we get too deep into the conversation, can you give our listeners an idea of how extra virgin olive oil is made, at least where you were in Spain with the mill and where the family is?
So the olive harvest typically starts in the month of October. That's when we make our green oils. And when we use the term green oil, it's really made from green olives that have a low fruit maturity index. And that said, the yield, in other words, after you crush the solids, the pits, and the pulp, and you extract the oil and separate the water, it's a very sort of low output on the oil side. There's not too much oil made in the month of October, which makes it sort of more aromatic, more interesting. Really, it's the best month to crush, but unfortunately, you lose a lot of yield and it's more expensive to make. The month of November, we continue into premium and we make varieties such as Arbequina, Pequal, Coroniki. And those are a bit more, let's say, softer, rounder, not as aggressive, not as high aroma as the October oils, but still fantastic and fresh. You know, and on that note, Michael, freshness is, you know, really the most key component to olive oil. Just like, for instance, if you're crushing peaches into peach juice and you're consuming it fresh, you wouldn't want that juice to sit around for a year or two and expect it to get better with time. Olive oil shares those same, you know, sort of properties.
And how would the olive oil that's made, you know, on your family press differ from mass-produced bottles that we might see in the supermarket? Because there definitely is a difference.
Oh, there's a huge difference. I mean, recently the supermarket has improved in terms of quality. There's actually, you know, let's call it verifiable extra virgin olive oil.
Right.
But October is its own thing. October at our mill in Spain is a multiple agronomists, quality experts, food safety experts, everyone sort of on hand to make lots of oil as much as we possibly can harvest when it doesn't rain within a 3-week window, because that's the sort of low maturity index you want to hit with the olive fruit. The olive fruit starts at maturity index 0 and goes all the way up to 7. Most producers wait to mill olives in the month of either late November, throughout the entire month of December, and sometimes January in Spain, to extract more yields, because the longer you wait, the more the fruit matures, the more oil you can extract. Unfortunately, quality suffers in those later months, and so does shelf life. So a shelf life of, let's say, 18 to 24 months on the green side of things is a true shelf life of 18 to 24 months. Whereas if you compare the riper fruit in the month of late November, early December, it just won't last as long. It tends to sort of drop off a cliff a lot faster on the shelf life side and go rancid and spoil, which happens to every olive oil. It is a fresh fruit juice.
Well, I remember also reading, I think it was the book Extra Virginity, that talked about the olive oil business in general. And even with some of the larger mass-produced brands, the adulteration or a lot of the chemistry that goes into maximizing yield or even blending olive oil with other oils, is that something that we know is still happening?
You know, it's hard to say. As you would think, old habits die hard. We've never been on that side of the business where we're blending refined oils, or the word olive oil as a sort of product category insinuates that it's olive oil, right, from an olive, but it's actually a refined product. Extra virgin is the only product category that has no additional, you know, refining or extraction methods. So you look in the supermarket, and as a customer, you see, for instance, extra light olive oil, thinking, oh, wow, it must have less calories and it may be the same thing as extra virgin. It's a bit hard to parse and understand. It's actually product from a refinery, and it's been usually washed out under a chemical process with hexane and benzene under high heat, and it ends up on a supermarket shelf. So it really is a different product category. Extra virgin certainly being the healthiest, the most beneficial to cooking and flavor. And certainly for your body, it's the best, one of the best ingredients you can consume.
And what type of flavor profiles might one find in the crushes you're talking about from October, November, kind of early on in that maturity of the olive?
So in the month of October, once the oil is made, we rate the organoleptic scores, or the taste and aroma, and it's typically rated on a scale of 1 to 7, and it involves fruitiness, bitterness, and pungency. So interestingly, when you taste an oil, you can taste that kind of bitter sensation, similar to what you taste with coffee or dark chocolate, for instance. Interestingly, Americans don't like bitter in olive oil. It's just not, I guess, in our flavor memory to like that for whatever reason, although we love coffee and we love dark chocolate. I'd say that throughout the years, fruitiness has been something we can easily educate our customers on, because you can smell the fruitiness. Fruitiness is something when you're sipping an oil, for instance, and you're bringing it through your teeth and you're kind of adding air, doing the strapaggio effect, you'll get the fruitiness sensations of, for instance, fresh cut grass. You may get some black pepper, you may get some banana leaf, some tomato plant, all these really interesting flavors that appear in fruitiness, which is, you know, really what makes olive oil such a special product. And the last component of olive oil is pungency. Pungency is that sort of peppery, almost like a real burn in the back of your throat.
I was going to say that, back of the tongue, back of the throat, right?
Exactly. Back of the tongue, back of the throat. Those are more the phenolic effects of extra virgin olive oil, and polyphenols are something that sort of, it's an antioxidant. It helps your body stay healthier. It battles disease. It battles all sorts of inflammation. And it's one of the best things you can sort of have inside of you. And the pungency is really oftentimes a direct correlation to the number of polyphenols that we measure in each of the oils.
I know if anyone has been to Seasons before, I know you have a wide array of flavored oils as well, like roasted garlic or butternut squash or Herbe de Provence. What sort of techniques are used to impart and infuse those flavors into the oil?
Yeah, that's a great question. It sort of depends. I mean, we make it here in Bethlehem, we use our beautiful, fresh, extra virgin olive oil base and infuse them directly with fresh, natural flavorings that are non-GMO and 100% natural. So you have nothing artificial in the product. And really, as opposed to many other oils on the market that use, for instance, a refined oil, like the word olive oil, as the base, so not extra virgin, you sort of get this flavor-forward oil that's a bit greasy in your mouth, whereas our product is, using the freshest ingredient, all premium and super premium quality that really elevates the palate and the culinary inspiration behind each of these flavored products.
And Tim, we have about a minute left. I know you do have vinegars as well, both dark and white balsamic. What kind of selections do you have there?
Yeah, so we have about 30 different vinegars. One of our best sellers is our Sicilian lemon white balsamic, which is lots of Pinot Grigio grape must, so grapes that are cooked down into a must, blended with some white wine vinegar in northern Italy in the Piedmont area. And we have dark balsamics, which is cooked grape must, mostly from Trebbiano and Lambrusco grapes in northern Italy. And some wine vinegar is added to that must to give it some acidity. It's aged for a bit, and then we sort of import it and bottle it here in Bethlehem and distribute it to the stores.
That's great. And just a pro tip for listeners, that white balsamic with the lemon is great on arugula. So, Tim, thank you for joining us here at WDIY. Best of luck for continued success at Seasons.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
I'm Mike Dravenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish.